And so if you are on the floor, you can lie down on your back right now. And if you're sitting in a chair, you can just sit comfortably in the chair. So we're going to start with a scan, and I just want everybody to be comfortable for that. And just take a moment. We're working this series looking at the head and shoulders. But of course, there's never anything that can be done in isolation when we do these kinds of lessons. So your head and your shoulders are impacted by your spine and vice versa. So as we work today, you're going to find that there are connections everywhere, although the bulk of the movement that we're going to be doing are rather subtle movements that involve the head, neck, and shoulders. So take a moment, whether you're lying on the floor or sitting in a chair, to just sense what your shoulders feel like right now, whether it feels like they're resting comfortably. And do you sense any differences between one and the other? So, it's always interesting to just ask myself, what are the differences? And maybe the differences have to do, if you're lying on the floor, with the quality of contact. If you're sitting, whether one feels higher or lower, actually, you can feel that when you're lying down as well. Whether one feels like it's wider out to the side than the other one. If one feels happier than the other one, or more stressed. Larger and smaller. So now, could you turn your attention to the sense of spaciousness between your ears and your shoulders? So if you sense your right ear and sense the whole area of the right side of your neck going down to the area where your shoulder girdle meets your neck, for many people, there's an area there that just feels like it's a little kind of lumpy or tight, right? And of course, it's the area that we have a tendency to kind of elevate when we're stressed or when we're concentrating. And in fact, the muscle there is called the levator, so it elevates you. And many people tell me sometimes I have my shoulders up by my ears, and it's because of that area right there. So just noticing that area and how it goes out to the side, and then compare it to the other side. And then let your attention travel to the front of yourself and sense your clavicles. The clavicles are your collarbone area, right? And you're welcome to actually touch them if you want to. It's kind of interesting to just touch your clavicles. And sometimes people are surprised to discover that one clavicle feels like it's higher than the other, or more prominent, or going off in a different direction. And that gives us information about how it connects up to your rotator cuff. And then how it connects up to your sternum, because that's where it goes. It goes from your sternum out to your rotator cuff, which the cuff is where your arm joins in with your shoulder. And then underneath your clavicle, which you probably can't find unless you push really hard, you've got your first three ribs. Right at the bottom of your neck, there's a rib that most people don't even think about. I have a colleague who teaches an entire workshop called Where the Necklace Hangs, and it's just right there, right there. And then feeling those other three ribs. So that's what's going to be involved as we do some of the movements today. And then we'll actually begin to include how the rest of the spine participates. So take a moment to notice if you're lying down, you can feel the contact of your spine with the floor. And if you're sitting, you just can have a mental picture of your comfortable posture right now. And of course, if you're resting, leaning against the back of the chair, you can feel different things. This will be your resting position, so you can always come back to that as well. And if you're sitting, notice the contact of your sits bones right now with the seat of the chair. You don't have to fix anything, but just noticing that. And if you're lying down, noticing how the back of your pelvis connects with the floor. And then taking a moment to notice your breath. And then come on up to sitting. If you're sitting on the floor, find a way to sit in a symmetrical fashion with your legs. If you're sitting on the chair, you want to come forward enough that your back is not against the chair and that your feet can be flat on the floor. And remember, you can always change where you are. You just want to make sure that you're comfortable no matter how you sit. So if you feel like your back is really rounding and you're struggling to keep yourself upright, please use a chair to support yourself. And your arms can just be comfortable. If you're sitting in a chair, your hands are on your lap. And if you're sitting on the floor, you can just find a place to place your hands. And you're going to begin with a very small movement. Just begin by lowering, tilting your head to the right shoulder and returning. So the right side of your head to the right and return. And see if you can just tilt. So some of you are actually turning your head. Don't turn your head. It's as if you're kind of going, what? Just kind of letting it be a little bit of a tilt to the right. Very small, so that you can really feel how as you tilt to your right, you feel the sides of your neck. So the right side of your neck is going to feel a little bit of compression, a little bit of bending, and the left side of your neck is going to feel a little bit of a stretching, a little bit of a lengthening. And as you're doing this tilting of your head to the right, could you just let your attention travel down yourself and just notice whether as you tilt, you sense anything anywhere else in your spine, in your ribs. Don't worry if you don't, but just noticing what appears. So see if you can keep your face, maybe you want to open your eyes for a moment and see if you can keep your face facing something on your wall so that you can catch yourself as you start to turn a little bit. See if you can keep it a pure tilt, even if it ends up being really small. It's tricky, isn't it? How do we differentiate what that is? Good. Now, as you continue tilting your head to the right, could you add lowering your right shoulder? So it's kind of a counterintuitive feeling, and it feels like your shoulder can't really go very far, but you're kind of doing a small movement. So as you do that, you're letting your head, again, don't turn your head, just a little tilt and let that shoulder drop a little bit. And as your shoulder drops a little bit, just notice what you feel in the rest of yourself. See if you can be kind to yourself. Notice what you feel, even all the way down to the bottom of your seat. And then leave the movement of the shoulder and just do your head a couple of times and feel how it is now. And then add the shoulder again. Feel how that changes it for you. Does it change it for you? And just pause a moment. Just pause. And then once again, just bend your head to the right and feel what it's like now, after having had a light little pause. And then let everything go and rest. So if you're sitting in a chair, sit back in your chair. If you're sitting on the floor, just lie down. Take that moment to just sense how just this small movement of your shoulder has changed something. And then come on back up to sitting. And once again, could you resume tilting your head to the right? Tilting your head to the right. Again, remember, you're not leaning back in your chair. So you want to make sure that if you're sitting in a chair, that you have space between you and the back of the chair so that you can begin to start to feel how your vertebrae get involved in this. Now, as you continue tilting your head to the right, can you let your left shoulder go down? This is even weirder. So you're going to the right, but at the same time, that left shoulder is going down. And then, of course, it returns when you return. Again, it's going to be a small movement. This is not something we do all the time, right? So and then the next time that your head is over to the right, leave it to the right and just begin raising and lowering your left shoulder. Raising and lowering. Take your time. So one of the things, one of the temptations is to want to lift it up really fast. And if you go really slow, you can start to feel how there are little glitches and little bumps and maybe even different choices of direction where your shoulder starts to want to suddenly want to go forward instead of upward. So paying attention as you slowly raise and lower that left shoulder. And then come on back to the center and just move your head to the right a few times and feel what that's like now. And then pause and let your head stay in the middle now. And with your head in the middle, can you, and this is, you know, again, this is another one of those where you might want to have your eyes open so that you're focused, because what you're going to do is you're going to move your shoulders without your head. So your left shoulder goes up, your right shoulder goes down, and then your right shoulder goes up and your left shoulder goes down. And see if you can relax your elbows, relax your arms. And of course, it's happening simultaneously, so you're not going bump, bump, but they're happening at the same time, kind of as if you were doing some really cool dance. Shoulders up and down, and feel how that differentiates that area in the top of your neck. So your shoulders, you're not tipping from side to side, but you're seeing if you can find that movement in your shoulders, and your head is not moving here. And notice what you feel in your ribs, in your spine as you do this movement. Good. And now pause a moment and tilt your head to the right and keep it there and move just your right shoulder up and down. And now just your left shoulder up and down. And then come on back to your head in the middle and just tilt your head to the right a few times and just notice what that feels like. And then pause a moment and tilt your head to the left and see what that feels like. And is there a difference? And then go back to the right and just feel, what is that difference? Do you feel it in your ribs? Do you feel it in the neck? Do you feel it in the shoulder? And then go back to the left. And then let everything go and either lie down on your backs or sit back in your seat. And then come on back up to sitting. Now you're going to begin tilting your head to the left. So your head's going to the left and feeling. And of course, you know, it's so interesting because you just did all this work on one side. So the other side has been participating in its own way. So your experience of going to the left might feel a little bit different than when you were going to the right. Again, check and make sure you're not turning. Some of you with your eyes closed have started to get into turning. So make sure that it's staying as a pure tilt. And then begin to add your left shoulder going down. And of course, as you're doing this now, you're already a little bit more aware maybe of what's happening in your chest. So just being aware, you don't have to change anything. You don't have to make anything fancy. So your left shoulder goes down as you tilt your head to the left. We can mix up the way we were doing it. It doesn't always have to be exactly identical. So now stay with your head to the left and just continue now with just the left shoulder, lifting and lowering the left shoulder. Again, remember, less is more. You don't have to do a gigantic movement. And you certainly don't have to do a fast movement. Notice if your breath can help you. And then come on back up. And just a few times, let your head tilt to the left, lowering your left shoulder. And then just tilting your head without moving the shoulder at all. Feeling what it's like now. And then take another rest, however you want to rest. Lying down or sitting back, however you want to rest. And just notice what's happening in between your shoulder blades. And for those of you who are lying on the floor, is anything changing in the contact in between your shoulder blades against the floor? Or the sense of the, for everyone, the sense of the distance and the spaciousness on the right side of the neck and the left side of the neck? And then come on back up to sitting. And tilt your head to the left. And begin to lower your right shoulder. So you stay with your head to the left and you're just lowering that right shoulder. But as you're lowering that right shoulder, you can start to feel how it's connected to other parts of you. And as you continue lowering your right shoulder right now, could you begin to raise your left shoulder? So it's just that one movement, the left shoulder up, the right shoulder down. Your head is tilted to the left. Okay, some of you are already doing the alternating movements, so go ahead. Bring your head back to the center and see if you can keep your head still again and see if that alternate shoulder shrug has become a little bit easier, a little bit simpler. And then as you tilt your head to the left, raise your right shoulder and lower your left shoulder. And then come back up to the center and just tilt your head to the left a few times and see what it feels like now. And is your neck getting a little softer, a little longer? See what it's like to tilt your head to the right. Has that shifted as well? And how far down yourself do you feel this? Do you feel anything in any vertebrae? Do you feel anything in your sits bones? If you do, which one? Because now we're going to take it down further. So everybody lie on your backs or sit back in your chair and take a rest. And then coming back up to sitting, and I'm going to give a few different directions depending on what orientation you're in. So if you're sitting on the floor, in this one, you might find that sitting with the soles of your feet together will be a little bit easier. And as you are sitting, you're going to lean on your left hand. So if you're sitting in a chair, and the chair is a little too narrow, just scoot yourself over a little bit so that you can hold on to the side of your chair or put your hand down on the seat of the chair. So it's your left hand is either on the floor or on the seat of the chair. And then you're going to take your right hand and just place it on your right temple. And the idea is not so much that you're trying to shove yourself, but you're using your hand as a kind of feedback to tell your head to tilt a little to the left. And as you tilt to your left with your head, can you push with your left hand so that your body shifts over to the right, so that the weight goes onto your right sit bone? So I'm going to say it again. So you're tilting your head to the left as your sit bone and your pelvis goes over to the right. So if you're sitting on the floor and you've got the soles of your feet together, you can actually let your right leg fall down a little bit and the left leg come up a little bit so that you can really feel that shift underneath your sit bones. And if you're sitting in a chair, right, you can let your legs be apart so that you can really move and begin to start to notice what you're feeling in your ribs, in your lumbar spine. So everybody just pause a moment. Just pause a moment, bring your hand down, and just rock yourself from one sit bone to the other sit bone, right? Just so that we all know where our sit bones are. Good. So when I say that you're bringing your weight over onto your right sit bone, that means that the left sit bone would come up. It feels a little bit paradoxical for some people to move their head to the left when the sit bone comes up, but you can, yep, that's the idea. So you can go back and put your right hand on your temple again and try that movement again. So shifting your weight over onto the right sit bone. And again, it doesn't have to be huge. It can be just barely onto the sit bone, but just noticing for yourself as you do it, what you're feeling, which vertebrae are bending. And then pause. And just tilt your head to the left and see what does it feel like now. And has something changed in the way your head moves? And how far down yourself do you feel the results of that movement now? And then let it go and rest. If you're on the floor, lie on your back. If you're in a chair, just sit back. And see if there's a sense of a difference now on the right side of yourself in comparison to the left side of yourself. Just from having done that whole side flexion bend, does that shoulder lie differently? And then come on back up to sitting. And this time, of course, you'll put your right hand on the floor or on the chair. And you'll put your left hand on your left temple. and see what it's like to shift your weight the other way. So some of you are going to find like, oh, that's interesting. It doesn't want to go there. Or it feels much more flexible. And you're like, well, why is it more flexible on this side than on the other side? So don't force it. If you find that this side is just not wanting to bend, you might want to take a moment and just switch your hands and see what is it that makes it bend so easily in the other direction. And of course, if it bent really easy on this side, why is it different? So take a moment to verify the experience for yourself, right? What's different? Right, we're always saying in Feldenkrais that it's noticing the difference that makes the difference. It's not just trying to keep on repeating the movement over and over again, but what do I notice about myself as I do this? And then stick with your left hand on your left temple for now and your right hand on the floor so that we're all together. And just see what it's like to do the movement of shifting onto your left sit bone. Again, which vertebrae bend, which vertebrae resist the movement? And again, it's not like you're trying to force yourself past the resistance. And then pause a moment and just tilt your head to the right and see what it feels like to tilt your head to the right. And then let it all go and rest on your backs or in your chair, however you've been resting. And now I like to say that we're coming to the brain portion of the lesson, not that that we haven't been using our brains all along, but here's where you're really going to get a chance to activate what you do. So come on back up to sitting, and you can sit comfortably in any position. So if you're sitting on the floor and sitting with your soles of your feet together was not so great and you want to cross your legs, that's fine. And go back to, you're just going to go in one direction, just so that I'm clear. You're going to be lifting your left shoulder and lowering your right shoulder. So just get that movement going. Just that small movement of lifting just the left, lifting the left shoulder and lowering the right. So don't go back and forth. You're just doing that one movement. Feeling how you do it, what you feel in your neck, and what do you feel in the rest of yourself as you do that now? Is there more sensation in other parts of yourself? Now, as you continue this movement of lifting the left and lowering the right, can you just tilt your head to the left? So you're going towards the shoulder that's going up. Take a moment because it does take, and by the way, if it's distracting to you to look at the screen because you're looking at all these people doing this movement, feel free to close your eyes for this or look beyond the screen so that you're concentrating just for yourself. So you're tilting to the left, your left shoulder is going up. You're tilting to the left and your left shoulder is going up and your right shoulder is going down, and then you return. Left shoulder is going up. Some people are not lifting their left shoulder. See if you can lift that left shoulder. Good. Now you're going to continue lifting your left shoulder and lowering your right shoulder, but now tilt your head to the right. And for some people, this is going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember this. This one's easy. And for other people, it's going to be like, it's really hard because my ribs don't want to bend. So we're always checking in on what's working for me. And of course, don't forget to tilt your head. Your head is tilting to the right. Your head is tilting to the right, and then it returns to the center. Make sure it's returning to the center when you return to the center. I told you this is the brain section. So I'm tilting and I'm returning. Okay, now pause a moment because now we come to the scramble part. So you're going to do exactly the same thing with your shoulders. But now one time, you tilt your head towards your left shoulder, and then the next time you tilt your head down to your right shoulder. So you're alternating your head. Your shoulders continue doing exactly the same thing. This sounds so easy, but see what happens when you try it. So you're going one time towards the upper shoulder and one time towards your lower shoulder. Have fun. Make sure that you are breathing. Good, and now pause a moment. So now we're switching everything. So just begin with your shoulders. Right shoulder up, left shoulder down. Just feeling how it's different on this side. Right shoulder up, left shoulder down. You're not using your head at all right now. Just get that movement of the shoulder. And then add your head, just tilting to the right. So you're going towards your upper shoulder. Don't forget that when one shoulder is going up, the other one's going down. You're not turning your head. You're not turning your head. You're just tilting your head. Resist the temptation to look at your shoulder. And then pause. And then continue with the same shoulder action, but now you tilt your head to the left. So that means you're tilting your head towards the down shoulder, towards the down shoulder. Again, pay attention to what's happening in the rest of you. Can you feel how, as you tilt your head towards the down shoulder, that something's happening in your ribs? And maybe even think about the movement that you just did of pushing your temple over to one side. Which sit bone are you going to? There's no wrong answer, by the way, as you'll see in a minute. But it's just your choice of what's, where your weight is going and how that's impacting on your spine. And now, of course, see if you can alternate your head. Always the same movement of the shoulder, but your head goes once to the higher shoulder and once to the lower shoulder. Take your time. So it's just your right shoulder going up and your left shoulder going down. Let your elbows relax. And then pause. And just see, what's it like now to tilt your head to the right, to tilt your head to the left, and see how far down yourself do you feel the results of that movement now. And then let it all go and rest. If you're on the floor, lie on your back. If you're in a chair, sit back and rest. Close your eyes for a moment just to take all that in. Right? Our brains need to rest also. You just burned a whole bunch of calories. And now come on back up to sitting. We're going to go back to something that you were doing earlier and expand upon it. So you'll see that there is no wrong move, except when I think it's wrong. So now you're once again going to put your left hand on the floor or holding onto your seat. Once again, putting your right hand on your temple, on your right temple. And just for a couple of moves, just repeat the movement that you did before so that we're clear. So the head goes to the left as you shift onto the right sit bone and return, right? Just feel that movement. Again, if you have the soles of your feet together, then you can let that right leg fall down a little bit. Now, what would happen? How could you continue letting your head tilt to the left and you let your right sit bone come up? What happens then? Please try not to fall off your chair. And can you feel your ribs? So see if you can feel how your shoulder girdle participates. So now you're bringing your weight over onto your left sit bone, onto your left sit bone. How do you do that? But tilt your head to the left. Your head going to, everything's going to the left. So you're kind of, there you go. There you go. That's it. I know it feels weird, but there's a method to this. Good, and pause, pause. And put your left hand on your head and your right hand on the floor and try that same idea. So your head goes over to the right and at the same time, your weight goes over onto your right sit bone. And think about that shoulder girdle and how it's participating in this movement of helping your head tilt over. So we're going to the right now. And then everybody, let it all go and rest. And then come on back up to sitting. And just simple, put your hands on your knees or your thighs or wherever you were, and just see what's it like right now to move your head in one direction, move your head in the other direction, and just see what the bottom part of you wants to do. Does the bottom part of you want to go over the same side, or do you want to switch to the opposite sit bone? See what your choices are, what your possibilities are right now. And then pause a second. And can you tilt your head to the right and switch to your weight on your left sit bone? So your head is to the right and your right sit bone is up. So you're kind of bringing your shoulder, your right shoulder is down, your left shoulder is up. Now, can you leave your head to the right but shift over to the right sit bone? What do you have to do? So your head stays to the right and you're shifting from sit bone to sit bone. What do you have to do in the middle of yourself to make that happen? And then pause. And now put your head to the left. And try the same thing, shifting from sit bone to sit bone. So we did it shoulder and shoulder, and now it's sit bone and sit bone. It's the same idea. So what do your shoulders choose to do as you're shifting from one sit bone to the other? And then come back to the center. And once again, see what it's like to just shift and move your head right and left and shift from sit bone to sit bone and see which one you've chosen. Have you chosen to go with your head or have you chosen to go opposite your head? Just see which one have you chosen. And whichever one you've chosen, now do the opposite and see, maybe there's a reason why you like the first one. And then let the whole thing go Lie on your backs and rest. Every time I do this lesson, I think this is a great lesson for when you're sitting around at the campfire singing folk songs, because there's this feeling of like, So notice how you feel as you're resting. And come on back up. And can you lean on your left hand as you did before and shift your weight over to your right sit bone? And just notice for yourself, which way did you choose to put your head, if at all? Did your head go with you or did your head go opposite? And it really doesn't matter, because now you're going to sit on this sit bone. And by the way, if you're sitting on a chair, make sure both feet are flat on the floor. And now staying on your sit bone, can you move just your head back and forth? I shouldn't say just your head, because maybe you feel something happening in your chest, in your ribs, right? All these possible variations. And then come on back to the center. And put your right hand on the floor or on the chair, shift your weight over to your left sit bone and try the same thing, just tilting your head in each direction and allowing your spine to respond. Think about all those movements that you were doing with your shoulders before. What would your shoulders like to do now? Do they go down? Do they go up? What do your shoulders want to do? And by the way, if you feel like you're short-circuiting, that's not unusual. Great, and then come back to the center. And just see, what's it like now to just tilt your head from side to side and let your hips and ribs and shoulders do whatever they want to do? Maybe there's a little bit more feeling of liquidity, fluidity in your process. And see if you can turn this movement into something a little bit faster. Faster and faster, but keep it light. Keep it light so you end up becoming sort of like a bobblehead or a trip to India, or whatever you want to do, as fast and as light as you want. La, 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 la. And pause, pause. And then this is our finale, just extending your arms out to the side. And as you reach from one side to the other side, which way does your head want to go? Which way does your sit bones want to go? Do you want to reach everything to one side? Or do you want to shift over to the opposite? How do you do it? Tilting your head. Mm-hmm. Great. There's some dancing going on in here. All right, and everybody, let it go. Lie on your backs or sit in your chair, however you were going for the original scan. And just take a moment. Come back to sensing that distance between your ears and your shoulders. The sense of the front of yourself, where your clavicle is and your breastbone, the space between your shoulder blades, the size of your shoulder girdle, traveling down your spine, what your contact or your posture feels like, what your pelvis or your sits bones feel like. And then come on up to standing. And just notice when you're standing what it feels like. Sense the length of your arms. Maybe they're down to your knees at this point. The space across the fronts of yourself. The feeling in your neck. Go ahead and see what it's like to reach or to lift. Just see what's going on in those functions that we use our shoulders, neck, and head for. And then take a walk around and just notice, what is the connection between your shoulder girdle and your pelvic girdle, between your arms and your legs, and how your head stays so perfectly balanced right on top of you. And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you all very much.